Inquiry by Narad Muni. Once, Narad Muni approached his father, Lord Brahma, and inquired, "Kindly instruct me in the wisdom of the spirit, about the universe, and upon whom does it rest? You are the knower of past, present, and future. What is the source of your knowledge? To what power do you owe your allegiance? I know of no source other than you for all names, forms, animate and inanimate objects. Just as the spider spins its web and withdraws it within its mouth, so do you expand your creation and withdraw it without effort. Yet you, the supreme ruler, practice penance and meditation? This is strange. It bewilders me to suspect that there is someone higher than you. So kindly instruct me on this." Lord Brahma answered, "Laudable is your question, O son, as you have made me remember my supreme father. Those who are in illusion see me as the creator. O son, illusion ceases to exist for those who come to know him who is greater than me. All the greatness that belongs to me is an exhibition of his power. All austerities and penances are intended to please him. All wisdom is directed towards him. All paths lead to him alone. It is he who has created me and is the ruler of all beings. It is by his empowered glance that I evolve this creation. Vasudev Shri Krishna is the source of everything. I, Lord Shiva, and all demigods are his created beings. One who is the creator of all is created by none. Narayan is the goal of all Vedas. All gods have sprung up from his limbs. All sacrifices are meant to please him. He is the goal of all yogas. I bow to him who is the reservoir of all auspiciousness and ends the cycle of birth and death of those who take his shelter. I am Vedas personified. My life is full of austerities. I practiced all sorts of yoga with complete thoroughness and concentration. Yet I failed to realize him to whom I owe my existence. When the Lord himself cannot estimate his own limits, then how can I? We are all bewildered by his illusory energy. It is impossible to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead by any amount of austerities, penance, mystic powers, speculative philosophy, material qualification, self-realization, worship of demigods, charity, or even yoga. It is by his order alone that I create. Lord Shiva, under his control, dissolves, while he himself, as Lord Vishnu, preserves his creation. In fact, it is he who has assumed the three powers for the regulation of the three gunas, sattva, rajo, and tamo, for the purpose of creation, protection, and dissolution. On the occasion of having realized his folly of stealing the cowherd boys and cows, Lord Brahma offered wonderful prayers that revealed great secrets about Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma fell at Krishna's lotus feet and prayed, "Dear Krishna, you alone are the true worshipable Lord. I pay obeisances unto you. Although I experience the bliss of detachment from material desires, I cannot fathom your blissful form and the bliss that you experience within yourself. You reveal your transcendental form for the pleasure of your devotees. Selfless devotion unto you is the best path of self-realization. Those who pursue the path of knowledge achieve nothing but trouble. It is just like beating an empty husk of wheat that cannot give grain. You are unconquerable, but you are conquered by your pure devotees, who give up the process of speculative knowledge and dedicate their mind, body, and words in hearing your transcendental narrations. Many yogis of different paths have not been able to control their mind and senses, and hence have failed to achieve you. Thus, they ultimately take to the process of devotional service by surrendering their activities to you, patiently waiting for your mercy and facing the travails of life unagitated. They become eligible for liberation. Non-devotees, therefore, cannot see your personal feature. They try hard to see you in your impersonal expansion. By the highly difficult and impossible process of controlling their mind and senses from the sense objects. O Lord, I am nothing but a small spark of your original fire, engaged in the mode of passion in creating the material universe. Being illusioned by false ego, I foolishly think myself as the unborn controller of the universe. I am the knower of Vedas and religious principles, yet I fail to know you. Without your mercy, it is impossible to know you. Even for a person who may read the Vedas for several years, it is difficult to know how your various energies work. Sometimes under the guise of your spiritual energy, Yogmaya, and sometimes under your material illusory energy, Mahamaya. You are the supreme controller of your illusory energy, Maya. Therefore, Maya consisting of the three gunas has no influence over you. Dear Lord, you have no material birth. You incarnate in different forms just to defeat the false pride of the demons and to show mercy on your devotees. All your forms and their activities are transcendental. What to speak of your illusory powers? It can delude even Lord Shiva, who is the master of illusory energy. You are the original master of all mystic powers and causes of bondage and liberation for the soul. Unlimited universes are generated through the pores of your body. You, as Narayan, generate a lotus flower from your navel on which I am born. O Krishna, you are the original Narayan, the super soul and the witness. Indeed, Narayan is your expansion and not different from you. You are called as Narayan because you are the source of all material universes. I am only a small creature enclosed in a pot-like material universe, while the entire universe, living and non-living, is within your abdomen. Yet, afflicted by Rajogun, I think myself as the doer. My dear Lord, I pray that in this life as Brahma, or in any other life, even in the animal species, may I be counted amongst your devotees. How fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and the inhabitants of Raja. You, being the original Supreme Lord, have become their friend. It will be my greatest fortune if I get a chance to take birth in Gokul, even in any animal species. May I roll in the dust of Raja, a privilege which has not been attained by great yogis to this very day. Shukadev Goswami instructed Parikshit Maharaj, who was awaiting his death by the serpent bird Takshak, O Parikshit, Lord Brahma read the Vedas 3 times with a deep concentrated mind and thus came to the conclusion that devotion to the Super Soul is the highest of all religious practices. There is no path higher than the path of bhakti for the souls suffering in the material world. Devotion unto Lord Vasudev Krishna is superior to all other paths of elevation. Truly, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who maintains billions and trillions of universes in which billions of Lord Brahmas, Lord Shivas, and demigods are being created and destroyed. All this is a manifestation of just a spark of the nail of the Lord. Bhagwan Shri Krishna ki Jai!